Amy Reagan hated feeling weak, yet the idea that she wasn't quite strong enough no matter how hard she tried seemed to be her forte these past few months. With a hand on the small of her back, she stretched, hoping the aching feeling would go away at some point. She'd been a waitress at the aged and run-down diner for a few years now, and she used to be able to make it further through a shift before she started to hurt. Her feet ached, her back bothered her even more, and her wrists throbbed from the weight of the trays she held. It wasn't anything uncommon for someone in food service, but she used to be able to last longer. Heck, she'd been a waitress in some form or another from the time she was first able to get a job. At 14, she'd bus tables as part of her high school courses, and as soon as she turned 16, she moved up to the hostess stand and sat people day in and day out. When she hit 18, she was finally able to waitress and had gotten a job at this very diner. They only served beer and boxed wine under their liquor license, but it was still a step up from most of the establishments around the country. She didn't work at a high-end place where she made hundreds of dollars a night, nor did she serve customers who sat at tables draped with white linen. But she made her way just fine. It wasn't as if she had anything else to fall back on if she wanted out of the food service. She hadn't been able to afford college, and her family was so in debt that it wasn't as if she could have asked them for a loan, even for community college. Her grades had been decent, but she hadn't excelled since her time was spent working towards helping her parents with rent and food instead of taking the AP classes she'd qualified for. Amy didn't hate her life or where she'd come from, but sometimes she wished she could just catch a little break. Her hands shook as she set them on the counter in the back galley, and she let out a slow breath. She had more bruises now than she had the day before, and it was worrying. She'd gone to her doctor's small practice twice already this month, and hadn't been able to get anything out of them except for some blood tests and a bill that had set her savings account back even more. No matter how much she paid monthly for medical insurance, it never seemed to be enough for her to qualify for anything except a blood draw and a shake of the head with a shrug when she asked what was wrong with her. Nothing, they told her. She just had thin blood and the aching muscles of someone twice her age. She was slowly wasting away, and her doctors had no answers for her, just more bills and fees. And now that the dark circles under her eyes refused to fade away even under makeup, she had no more secrets either. Cheyenne, Donnie, and Don knew something was wrong with her, and she didn't have much longer until they cornered her and tried to get answers. Only Amy didn't have any answers to give.
Amy, table 7 needs more coffee, Tracy said as she bustled by. I'd fill them up, but you know how the boss is right now.
She gave Amy a look.
He's looking for any excuse to fire the old hires like us because we cost a couple of dollars more an hour.
Amy sighed and reached out to grip her friend's elbow in a soft squeeze.
Thanks, I'll get right on it.
Billy, their manager, had inherited the place from his father when he retired. Ollie still owned the place and stopped by from time to time, but Billy was the one Amy dealt with on a day-to-day basis.